For actress Vicky Michel, Christmas usually means performing in panto. But this year, due to coronavirus, things will be different. Vicky spoke with Rachel Banham about her plans for the festive season, her outlook on life, and her fond memories of filming in East Anglia. Here is Tony Stimpson with Rachel's report on their chat.
A chat with Vicky Michel, MBE, is a tonic and just what we all need towards the end of this unprecedented year. Her positivity is infectious and it's hard to imagine anything getting her down. Still familiar to many of us as waitress Yvette Carte Blanche in the award-winning BBC TV series Allo Allo, Vicky completed her 30th panto season last year, playing the Wicked Queen in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs at the Grand Opera House in York. But this year, due to the coronavirus pandemic, pantomimes across the country have been postponed, and Vicky feels for everyone involved. Those who are usually on the stage, those who work so hard backstage, and of course, the audiences. It's so sad because kids look forward to it every year, she says. It's a family tradition. As much as the kids enjoy it, you see the grandparents and the parents looking at the children's faces. They're looking at them enjoying it, and they get so much enjoyment from that. It's so sad for the public because I think a lot of people across the country look forward to panto. I'm going to miss it, and there will only be 3 days of Christmas. In addition to her work in TV and film, Vicky has had an extensive career in various productions in the theatre, and pantomimes have long been a big part of her life. I've done one every year for those 30. I think the only time I didn't do one was when I was in I'm a Celebrity, when I was in the jungle, she says. I just love panto. I love doing it. It's like celebrating Christmas for a much longer time. I always feel like with Christmas you build up to it and it's over in about 3 days, whereas I'm celebrating Christmas all over the season. Vicky explains that one of the most enjoyable aspects of performing in panto is watching the faces of the children in the audience. They believe you, they interact with you, she says. I think that sometimes it's the first introduction to theatre for children, so it's wonderful to see them looking at what they think is magical and inspiring them to come to the theatre in the future. Also, the parents and grandparents love it just as much. They're very vocal as well. I think it's that magical thing, making people laugh and having fun. There's always that camaraderie on stage. I just love the atmosphere. I love doing it. I love being the baddie or being the goodie. She recalls taking her daughter to pantos when she was younger. I was louder than her, cheering, Vicky says. I think for grown-ups, sometimes the lead-up to Christmas can be quite stressful, so they come to panto and get rid of all their stress by shouting at the stage or cheering or booing. I think it's therapy as well for grown-ups. Vicky runs a business, Trading Faces, with two of her sisters, but she says it's been hit quite hard over the past year. She explains that Trading Faces provides celebrities or motivational speakers for after-dinner speaking or product endorsement, and at the moment, she says, the seminars and meetings are just not taking place. But Vicky remains upbeat. I don't do negative. I just don't do it. It's not in my remit, she says. I'm the eternal optimist. I never, ever look on the bad side of anything. I always think of the positives of it. What happened? That's happened. What did I learn from it? Move on. I don't regret anything. There's no point. I try to look on the bright side of everything. My whole family are laughers and jokers. We live near each other, and when we get together, it's always a fun thing. She adds, I smile at people in the street. It's about time we started complimenting each other instead of knocking each other. Let's have the compliments. Speaking of 2020, she says, "What positivity can I get out of this? That the air is cleaner. I think it's bringing to attention what's happening in the world, and I think with climate change and things like that, we need to address it. I think of the positive is if you make the best of where you are. I'm lucky enough to have a garden, so I've gone in the garden and I think how lucky I am. Look at the sky, look at the plants, look at the animals. How lucky are we?" Vicky is looking forward to a family Christmas this year, which will be as special as it can be in the circumstances, depending on what the government guidelines are at the time. Summing up her positive, her outlook on life, she says, just look at the positives. Think of everything that you are grateful for, not anything negative. And smile at people. It doesn't cost anything, and you get smiles back. That's quite nice. Vicky was awarded an MBE by the Queen in 2010 for services to charity. She's lived in Essex all her life and explains that the most important thing is her family live nearby. "I think that with Essex people, they're always positive and smiley," she says. "I love it. There's everything that you could possibly need here and lovely people." Vicky recalls how her grandmother's relatives hailed from Norfolk. She also remembers staying in Swaffham while filming Allo Allo, as the outshots for the series were all filmed in the county. All of the exteriors for Allo Allo, we never got to France, we filmed in Norfolk, she says. She describes Linford Hall at Munford near Thetford, which is now a hotel, as an amazing place. "We made that the German headquarters and it was brilliant. We went back there recently, a year or so ago, and put up a blue plaque in Linford Hall. It was great." Vicky believes that Allo Allo by David Croft and Jeremy Lloyd was brilliantly written. "They just could write fantastic comedy," she says. "It's a family show. It's laugh-out-loud comedy. There's an art to writing laugh-out-loud comedy. I think people want to laugh." Vicky was in Allo Allo for 10 years, and the team also toured with the show across the UK, Australia and New Zealand. "It was fun. I worked with a great bunch of people and we're still friends now because we became like a family," she says. "I've seen the world through being in this fantastic show and working with some brilliant people. We're very close. When we meet up, it's like we've never been away."
"Of course I love you, Yvette, of course."
"Oh, really? What do you think it will be like in heaven?"
"Well, I don't suppose they let us do this first time."
Thank you, Tony. Vicky has had quite a varied career. In addition to Panto, Allo Allo, and I'm a Celebrity, she has been on Pointless, and she presents a weekly radio show on Essex-based Phoenix FM.